Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of Academia.edu, and today we're diving into some fascinating research that explores how our nervous system recruits and coordinates multiple muscles during movement. The paper we're highlighting is called Cineros, a Muscle Activation Index. It was written by Amir Pourmugadam, Daniel O'Connor, William Polosky, and, you guessed it, Chuck Lane. So if you've ever wondered what's really happening in your muscles when you speed up your walk to a run, this episode is for you. As always, I'm here to present this work neutrally, not to endorse it, but to help us understand the questions, methods, and implications. Research is all about discovery and reflection, not absolute answers, so keep that in mind. Anyway, the central question of the paper, what the authors are really after, is this. How can we quantify the way our central nervous system simultaneously activates multiple muscles during movement? Think about walking, running, or, you know, even just standing up from your chair. These actions require a ton of coordination between lots of muscles. But existing tools don't give clinicians or researchers a single clear value that tells us about the overall level of coordinated muscle activity, especially over time or in disease situations. This is significant because understanding how the nervous system coordinates muscles could lead to improved assessment and monitoring for people with neuromuscular disorders. Imagine having an objective number tracking your muscle activation, kind of like a muscle teamwork score, that doctors could monitor over time or after therapy. That's the dream. So the authors go on to introduce something new, an index called Cinergos. The name comes from the Greek word meaning working together, which, fun fact, has a pretty nice ring to it, right? Small digression there, but I always love when research borrows from ancient languages. It's a reminder of how ideas echo through history. Anyway, the way Cinergos works is pretty clever. Honestly, a bit technical, but I'll do my best to break it down. They record electrical signals from the skin above several leg muscles while people walk and run at increasing speeds on a treadmill. This is called EMG, electromyography. Then, instead of just looking at one muscle at a time, they use a mathematical method called recurrence quantification analysis, or RQA, to detect patterns in those muscle signals. Basically, RQA looks at how often the signal repeats itself in certain ways, which is thought to reflect how the nervous system controls the muscle. From this, they extract a number called percent determinism, percent DET, for each muscle, which is a measure of how predictable the muscle activity pattern is. Here comes the neat part. Cinergos takes the percent DET values for all the muscles, combines them in various ways, and boils them down to a single scalar index for each movement cycle. This way, you don't have to stare at six graphs and guess what's happening. Just check the Cinergos value. If the value is low, there isn't much coordinated muscle activity. If it's high, there's a lot of simultaneous muscle action. The index ranges from 0, no coordinated activation at all, to 100, which would be like every muscle firing maximally together. Though, as they point out, that's more of a theoretical extreme than something you'd ever see in a healthy person. The researchers tested this on 10 healthy students at the University of Houston. Everyone walked and then ran on a treadmill, and their muscle activity was recorded the whole time. What did they find? Well, as people shifted from walking to running, their Cinergos index went up, meaning that running required the CNS to combine muscle activity at a higher level than walking. And even within walking or running, whenever speed increased, the Cinergos index also climbed. Not only that, but this index could even pick up subtle changes. In other words, tiny increases in movement speed showed up in the data. That could be super useful in clinical situations, where you want to detect slight improvements or declines in coordination. Now, a friendly reminder, this doesn't mean Cinergos is set to be the next Fitbit or clinical gold standard next year. The measure needs more validation, especially in people with actual neuromuscular problems, and more work needs to see how well it tracks over multiple days, or which muscles should be measured when. But it's a promising approach. For you, as a listener, what does this really mean? If you're in movement science or clinical rehabilitation, maybe this index could offer a new way of tracking progress, or if you just like to ponder how your body works, it's pretty cool to think about how your nervous system has this orchestra of muscles. And new science is trying to build the tools to listen to its symphony. So, what's the big takeaway? The Cinergos Index attempts to capture a single meaningful number representing how your muscles team up during movement that could, down the line, help doctors, therapists, and who knows, maybe even athletes, monitor coordinated muscle function with new precision. Of course, keep in mind, I'm just presenting, not endorsing the method or its conclusions. And as with all academic research, it's a current insight, not the last word. Still, it's a great example of how, by combining clever math, careful data collection, and good old curiosity, we can shed light on things we usually take for granted, like just moving our bodies. Thanks so much for joining me on In Depth with Academia. If you have questions or you want a deep dive into another paper, let me know. And remember, academic research always gives us more to explore, never a final answer. See you next time.